I see some of the bachim came with notebooks. I wanna tell like this. On every yantiv, it's crucial that a person has chidushim on the yantiv. It's crucial. A person comes to each yantiv, he comes to a sukkah. Let's have a new word. Every yantiv, she hear a new daher, a new word in the yantiv. It's crucial. A chidush, it gives a person a new feeling towards the yayim, a new hergish in the yayim. Something he didn't think of before, episode, ha'ara, ha'gasha, something, a word in the sugya, something he noticed. That's pashut you need in the yantiv. What we also need in the yantiv is the old feelings. Besides the chiddush is ma'aras, the chiddush inspires us to have the feeling that was. So each yantiv has its purgation that you have to have. That beyond the chiddush, the thing that's every year in, year out, Hanukkah. So I can have a word, I have a new daher, I have a new reason why it's 8 nights, not 7 nights, why I have a new understanding, either miracle didn't happen every night, the first thing there was no nays. He might have a new chiddush every year, but every year he has to have the basic hakaras hatov. Chanukah is about hakaras hatov. So every year he has to go back and have the basic hakaras hatov. So vada the chiddush in me, and he should have a chiddush. He should have a chiddush in the yontif to give him a new flavor in the yontif, but he has to also have the old ergation that year after year after year after year he has to have. Somebody told him Chaim Shmulevitz. Somebody had the chutzpah, I guess, to ask him, and he said the same shmuz year in, year out. My father told me this, that he has a son of Meir Shmulevitz, who's a genius. He said it's not true, it was not the same shmuz. There were 8 words different this year than last year. But he used to say on the parashas, it seems the same shmuz. And so somebody asked Chaim Shmulevitz, what's the pshat? So he said, you read the same Torah every year. Said if a person's saying sheker, you have to say new shkarm every year. It's boring. The emes is that you hear the same Torah every year. Now vada is important. Chiddush is very important. But it's also important the ideals year after year after year. So I want to share with Goyim. I know Goyim. We all want chiddush. Goyim should be heard. Baruch Hashem, we've heard many speeches till here. Chiddushim on the lundus of Pesach, on even the chiddushim even in Ashkafin, outlook of Pesach. I want to share with them Dvarim Pshutim Ad L'Mo'ed. One is kosher. Two thoughts I want to share with them. One is very tied to Pesach. I want to learn a Ramban together, which I think is the Yisoid and Yisoid this of Pesach, which is Pashut, that one who does this on Pesach has had a Pesach, and one who doesn't keep the Ramban didn't have Pesach. So I want to read to them Ramban. The Ramban just lays out us exactly the Indian of Yitzias Mitzrayim, what it means. So I want to learn a Ramban together. Then I want to learn a Chinuch together, which is not really related to Pesach, but the Chinuch's on the mitzvah of Pesach, because we're the Chinuch's, the Yisrael, we've all heard this Chinuch many times. But I feel b'frat before Ben Azmanim, b'frat, that's good during this man, to learn this Chinuch together inside. We've heard it many times. I don't know if the Olam's ever read it inside. I would like to read it a lot to the Olam. And if I can, that's the Koyach of Torah. We learned again and again Chazara, and it penetrates and has an impact on us. If everybody's heard this Chinuch, it's not going to be a Chiddush. Ramban, the ideas you've heard, I don't know if you've ever read the Ramban. It's like, we'll read. I'm not saying a Shmuz today. I'm reading a Chinuch to the Olam and a Ramban. So I would like to start by reading a Chinuch. The question the Chinuch is dealing with is it's on the mitzvah. It's mitzvah tes Zayin. And the mitzvah shaloi l'shaber etzem ma pesach. You're not allowed to break a bone from a carbon pesach. You're not allowed to break a bone from a carbon pesach. That's the mitzvah the chinuch brings. You can't break a bone. What's the reason? Because it's zeichul yitzias Mitzrayim. Because we went out of Mitzrayim, he's supposed to act with cheiros, with freedom. He's supposed to be a derech cheiros, like a rich person. Rich people don't break bones. It's funny. I heard a tape of Aaron Sabin, when Aaron Sabin's father, Rabbi Sabin, beautiful tapes, Mama, beautiful tapes, he has on Amun and other Inyanim. He there says a reason, I have a Messiah for my father different than Rabbi Sabin, but it could be, you know, both are beautiful. Rabbi Sabin says, Pshat, the reason why you shouldn't break a bone is breaking a bone is a sign of a poor person, because he sucks the bone, he's trying to get a poor guy eats that piece of chicken, or that piece of flesh, that meat. He wants to get every little bite. So he breaks the bone trying to, you know, push it to suck out every little. He's hungry. He push it, doesn't know if he'll have more. Mashenkin, the rich person, knows he's going to get more. Polita Stagman, the rich person, picks up a piece of chicken, bring out the next piece of chicken. I don't know if the plush had attacked that chicken till I break every bone. Okay, he eats a little of the chicken, then he got to bring out the next piece of chicken. That's where I save him in Sepshat, because he knows he has more food coming. He knows he's a big meal coming, so he doesn't break bones, he doesn't go down till the bone. He doesn't suck out the bone or the marrow. That's where I save him in Sepshat. I even serve my father a little different. It's a beautiful pshat I say in this pshat. My father said the reason why you shouldn't break a bone, just an aside, why shouldn't you break a bone? So my father said the reason why rich people are different pshat, not because they have more food later on. My father said it's not classy. A rich person never wants to show he's hungry. A rich person, you come to a chasna, a rich person, he ate lunch, he ate breakfast, he ate last night's supper. So question, he doesn't come, he comes to the fast, he's not so hungry. A poor guy, he hasn't eaten in 3 days, he comes, he attacks. So the shot of breaking the bone, my gosh, not the rich guy relies on the food he's going to have later. A classy person comes to this Suda, the same as a beautiful shot also. But my father tells me that a rich person comes to the Suda, he's already eaten. He's already full, he always has food in his house. His refrigerator's full, so he's not coming so hungry. See, Pashut can't eat so much. My father said that he had Kaverim in South Africa, in Lakewood, who told him that the minig of the rich people in South Africa, there were rich yid in there, and the minig was before they went to a chasna, they used to eat. He said that was done, it was a common thing. All the guests in the wedding, the classy chasna, you eat before you go to the chasna. He said, Mamash was a minig that was done. Why do people go to chasna? Because you don't want to, it's not classy, you come there, you're all hungry, you're gabbling up, you're running around the shmoyz, but it's kosher, it's not classy. You look like you have no food in the house. So you come to the chasna, you're all full, it's shtadi, you sit down, you take a little piece of the thing. Look, that the kings, he said, always, you see picture again, they're sitting on the couch, eating their grapes, their kings don't go out, they eat in the house, they don't go out hungry. You always see them, it's like a big class, take a little food on a date, by saying, you will go in Shidduchim, it's very classy. This is what the guys told me, I didn't do it, I was hungry, I ate everything up, but if you want to look classy, this is what my friends told me to do this. In all seriousness, my friends told me to do it. On a date, they said, just take a sip. When you order the Pepsi, you take a sip, you leave half the glass, and they give you something to eat, but you take a bite of the cookies. It's supposed to be very classy. That's what my friends told me. I don't know, I didn't do it as I ate it all up, whatever they brought me. But yeah, anyway, if you want to be classy, Rabbi, so that's my father says, Pshat, excellent decision, right? Ketzer HaDvarim, so the Chinuch says that the reason why you shouldn't break a bone is a Zeichet Tzitzias Mitzrayim. Now the Chinuch says, a Chinuch you've all heard, I want to read slowly, maybe point out maybe an episode of a Chinuch, but thicker just to read what we know already. Va'al Tachshay B'nei, don't think my soul, Litvais HaDvarai, to challenge me, you may want to grab me, you say, you made a mistake. How can you say this mitzvah is meant for Yitzias Mitzrayim v'loimar? And you might say, v'lomazeh yitzavay son Hashem yisparach, why did Hashem command us, l'aseis kol eil l'zichra and oisei nes, do so many things for the nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why do we do so many things for Yitzias Mitzrayim? V'aloi v'zichra and echad, one remembrance, yala adav nachshu esenu. We'll remember with one thing, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. La yishkach mipizareinu, it won't be forgotten from our children. See, why do we have so many things for Yitzias Mitzrayim? What do we have? We put on tefillin every day. Why do we put on tefillin? Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. We say in the Yirat, before you put on tefillin, in Seva L'Shem Yichud, it says Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. You put on tefillin, it says in the tefillin, Shemava, Shemai. It's one of the reasons for tefillin is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Like an Eved sometimes wears something around his body. They put a, what's that called? The Yiddish word for it. They put a stamp on an Eved, a stempel on an Eved. The tefillin question is our ois, we're avodim to Hashem. Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. We say Kiddush, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. 3 Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. We do endless things, Kiddush Friday night, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. We do endless things, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Etzel Mitzvah, don't break the bone, Karb Pesach, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. So many things, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why do we do so many things, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? Do one thing, I understand. You want to do one thing to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. So many things. Zok Bechinuch, Ki Loi Mechachma, Tetzeini Alzois. You didn't grab me. This question you're trying to catch me is not a wise question. And your youthful brain, yasi'ach ledabrakein, is giving you an eitz to speak that way. It's because of your lack of knowledge and asking such a question. It's not a good question. V'atavni in bina shemata zais. If you'll have a little understanding, please listen to this, my son. Listen to this. V'hate of lechalin your ears u'shma and listen. Alamedcha, I will teach you lahoyil b'tarv mitzvahs. I will teach you to be effective in Torah mitzvahs. I'm going to explain you soida yisoidus of Torah mitzvahs. That you should know. Ki ha'adam nifal kvi pulaisav. A person is created according to his actions. A person is how he acts. The libay and his heart. The chol machshavaisav and all his thoughts. Tamid always achar maisav shuaisav. Go after his actions. Bohem. They're nimshach after his actions. Im toivim ra. Whether it's good or bad. Now listen to what the chinuch says. Vafilu rasha gom bavavai. If you have a guy in his heart, he's a rasha. He has an evil heart. His heart is always telling him bad things. His heart has bad thoughts. His heart always, it's driving him to sugar. His heart is litius towards anger. His heart is just all full of bad things. He's a rasha gom bavavai. Pretty strong words. In his heart, he's a rasha gomer, full-fledged rasha. All the thoughts of his heart are evil all day. All he can think about is pretestic of thoughts. All he can think about is tumma. The person on the inside feels much like a rasha gomer. And he is. Im ya'ara ruchay. V'yasim ishtadlus. If the person will put his ruach, plush it is koiches. V'yasim ishtadlusay. And he'll put his efforts. V'osku basmod v'tor v'mitzvahs. He'll say, I understand, my insides aren't where they should be. My mind, my thoughts, my heart is not where it should be. But afal pi kein, I'm going to put all my effort in Torah mitzvahs. I'm going to act different from what I'm feeling. V'afilu shaloi l'shem shemayim. Even if he does it shaloi l'shma, miyad yinagal atoif, immediately it will veer to the good. Now I always made a deal. But it, so people said, but I do good and I still, my heart's still there. And he said, miyad, the lashon is yinagal, it leans towards the good. It will start heading the insides towards the good. Avada is yinagal, it will start leaning that way. Avada is pashut. It doesn't change 1 second insides. But the insides will start going towards his action. A person can act not like he feels. Act not like he feels, and ultimately his feelings will be nimshach after his actions. Ubekayach maisav, and through his actions, yomis yetzara, he'll destroy the yetzara. Ki achreyach pu'ulos nimshach malvavos. The hearts go after the actions. That's mitzad if the person's inside evil. Vafilu im yeradam sadeh gomer. You have a person who's a tzaddik gomer. Inside his mamish full years shemayim and avos Hashem. Levava yosher v'tamim. His heart is straight and wholesome. Chayfetz b'torah mitzvah. Desires torah mitzvahs. Im ula ya'asik tam b'dvarim shal daifi. If this person will constantly do things shal daifi of nothingness. If this person will sit in front of a TV, Rachmanu Litzlan. If this person, you'll sit this person in front of a TV. His heart is pure, full of all the great ideals. But if you sit him at a street corner, the Yoshua Karanais, Ki'ilu Toymar Derech Masha Shech Chrichi Amel from Ineyu Ve'umnis Ra. Ki'ilu, let's say, like he'd be forced to have a bad umnis. He'd be forced. He's put in a bad workplace, perhaps. He's forced. The Emesim Kol Eskoy Tomekla Yoyim Ve'isik Umnis. If all day he's Isaac and bad things, Yashub Lizman Razmanim. He'll return in a short time with Tzidkas Levi from the righteous heart. Levi's Rasha Gomer will become a Rasha Gomer. It will affect the inside. Kiyadua Adabar, it's known, the Emes, Shekol Adam Nifak Vipulaisif Moshe Amarni. We're going to continue on in a minute. There's a few Chedushim here that are not, the Oil has heard this Chinuch many times. There are a few Chedushim here that I want to point out to the Oil. One Chiddush I want to point out is something that you would not think to point out in this Chinuch. If you were, when you learn this chinuch on an immature level, so you say, all that matters is my action. It's a big mistake. It's a big, big, big mistake. I want to be mazbek v'olam, from this chinuch as a rishon, you really see that the ikur is the heart. From this chinuch, the ikur is the heart. It's klar in the chinuch that if v'adah, the ikur is the way. The ikur is the, when I say the way, I don't mean the heart as opposed to the brain. The ikur is the machshavos. The ikur is the thoughts of the person. I, the chinuch, said, don't worry about the thoughts. The chinuch said that if you want to impact thoughts, the tzadik gomer, the machshava, if he does ben maisim, the machshava follows. What's the difference between machshava follows and the ben maisim? You see that the ikur is the machshava. Just what's the eitzah for machshavas? If the rasha, the one who has bad machshavas, do good actions, that will impact the machshavas. And the one who has good actions, Rachman Litzlan, he does bad actions, if he has good machshavas, bad actions impact machshavas. But what does that mean in this chinuch is the ikur, it sounds like the ikur is machshavas. My raya that the ikur is machshavas is he speaks about a person who's a tzaddik inside. And he says if you do bad actions, the machshavas will go, who cares about the machshavas? If you do bad actions, you did bad actions. Why is the Chinuch saying, after a while, he's not pointing it out, it's irrelevant. He did bad actions. Because the ikur is the machshavas. The ikur is when we come back at 120, Hashem wants to see that the person's machshavas, that the person's thoughts were purified. But how does that come? When he comes upon the Bar Yoyim, he wants to see a person with pure thoughts, pure person, that's what it means. His whole inners are pure. How does he come to that though? The answer is through Torah and Mitzvahs. It's a very important cook. Not to say to come out of this chinuch, my machshavas don't matter, is a huge, it's a fatal mistake. It's a fatal mistake. Fatal, it's a terrible mistake. So I'll do good actions, I'll never concentrate. Avadi, the point of our good actions, the point of all our good deeds, is to get the machshavas b'nimshach. I'll tell you why I'm telling you this. The point of all my good actions is to get the machshavas b'nimshach. So the pshuta of the chinuch, the ikur is the machshava. However, lest the person say to himself, what's going to be with me? The ikur is the machshava. Now I'm depressed. The ikur is the machshava. My machshava is, I may sit in front of the Gemara of Baruch Shem, we'll open a Torah. We sit and learn in yeshiva, we do mitzvah, machshava is oivaloi. On that, the chinuch says, don't worry. Don't be depressed. Don't worry. I want to tell you a secret that the machshavas and nimsh is an eitzah for it. There's an eitzah for your machshavas. What's the eitzah? Be mishap your ma'isav. Get your actions good, and through your actions being good, it will schlep along the machshavas. And Rachman Litzlan, stay away from bad ma'isim. A person doesn't really sit in front of the TV. He's being seisir the whole tayelus of mitzvahs. It gives a new cook. If you think the chinuch is saying the ikur is mitzvahs and maisim, so what's the problem with going? He goes bein hazman at the place he shouldn't be. He sees a video, Rachman Litzlan. So what's the problem? The ikur is maisim. Now get those 2 minutes. I didn't do the best maisim. If the ikur is maisim, so what? This chinuch sees. So what's so bad? The purpose of all mitzvahs. The chinuch is saying the purpose of the mitzvahs, it's really a chazal. It says all mitzvah letzaris v'emes abriyas. The Zohar is called tayag eitzos. The Zohar says about mitzvahs that it's 613 advice. What does it mean eitzos? Because the mitzvahs are all letzaris v'emes abriyas, to purify the etzem person. The goal of mitzvahs and Torah is to purify the person, is to make the machshavos, the way, pure. When one sits in a place, goes to a place he shouldn't go, when one washes something he shouldn't see, he's being seiser his Torah mitzvahs. He's throwing blot of Gemara in the garbage. He's throwing mitzvahs in the garbage. Because the purpose of the mitzvah, he took 10 blot of Gemara, he burns up 10 pages of tzuvahs. Because the purpose of the Torah mitzvahs, letzar v'sabriyas, are to be nimshach afterwards, the machshava, and it does. Don't be sad if you have machshavas. We will, maybe in the past, we caused ourselves to have machshavas that aren't pure. But if we learn from a shaper our mice with an eitzah, it takes time. Don't be sad if it didn't come yet. It takes time, a lot of time. It will start with miyad yinat. It's going to start veering that way. But it takes time. The Yetzirah's trick is he pops in a bad thought. The person says, I'm hopeless. Then he does bad ma'isim, which then feed more bad thoughts. The eitzah is to crush that yetzara. The eitzah is do good ma'isim despite your bad thoughts. So one chiddush of this chinuch is the ikur is the thoughts. And Rachmana Litzlan to do things with our mitzvahs that cause the thoughts to continue on. Because the purpose of our Torah and mitzvahs is to get the thoughts right. And Rachmana Litzlan to stay away from those things that bring thoughts bad. That's one chiddush of the chinuch. The other chiddush of the chinuch is more obvious, is that a person has shekoyach. There's a koyach, an amazing power in the human being, that he could have this Lev Rosh Runner, the chinuch wasn't an exaggerator, amazing power of a person, that a person could have the heart of a Rosh Gomer and do Maisa Tzidkus. That's possible. You would think it's not possible. It's a little extreme here. He says he could have a person, Pasha, you would think, of the heart of a Rosh Gomer, maybe I could act a little better than that. But Zemin in the chinuch is that it's shayach, he could have the heart of a Rosh Gomer. It's shayach. Why he has the heart of a Rosh Gomer? This is so lehekif of what we're taught in America. We're taught in America, the person, it's not his fault, he pleads insanity. It's not his fault, he was... This in America, I don't want to be too graphic, I don't want to explain too much what I mean, but they define, he is kacha. He is, they call the definition, he is. Because he has such taivas, that's what he has, kilu, that's what has, b'meilu, what has to come from those machshavos, from those taivas, what has to come is kacha, is such and such. What you see in this chinuch, the chiddush, we have to chaz this chiddush over and over in our personal lives. What you see in the chinuch is that it's shayach, a person can have the lave of a Rosh Hagomer, that's what the chinuch says. He says you have a person, v'afilu Rosh Hagomer b'lavavai, he's a Rosh Hagomer, he's evil in his heart. V'kol yetzem machshavos libo rak ra kol hayom, all the thoughts of his mind, his heart, are evil all day. You can have such a person. Im ya'ara rucha v'yos mishtad lusay, if a person really bear down and fight off those machshavos, and it's shayach. He's not saying theoretically, it's shayach. Im ya'ara rucha v'yos mishtad lusay, v'asokoy v'asmod v'toy v'mitzvahs, v'afilu shaloy l'shem shemayim, aber it's shayach. It's shayach. With all those feelings, with all that kas, with all whatever, that kin of his chaverim, with all whatever midas grace he has inside of him. But if he push it, we'll stand up. If he push it, we'll fight it off. Miyad yinat alatoiv. Even shaloi l'shem shemayim. Uvekayach ma'isav yomas yetzara. You'll kill the yetzara, you squeeze him out, you drain his lifeblood. His lifeblood is ma'isin. So the second chiddush of the chinuch is that it's shayach that the person with all the machshavos rois, with the lev of Rosh Hagomer, can squeeze the yetz, can kill that yetzar by meisim. So the yetzar, the ultimate battle to the yetzar is machshavos. Yetzar's plan is he gives you machshavos rois. The person gives up. He doesn't have the strength to fight. He has bad meisim, which feed more machshavos rois. The Yetzer Tov says, I know the Yetzer put Machshavos Rois in me. He beat me 13 years before I started. The Yetzer has a 13-year advantage. He starts when you're born, he came in. I'm late a little bit. When you were young, before you went to yeshiva, before you started shtagging, you smeg, you should plug it away. In America, the Yetzer has shlit away before the Yetzer Tov even more. He came with commercials that when you're little, you sat in front of a TV, plunk. The Yetzer Tov got years head start. The Yetzer Tov says, I know that. So this is what I want from Yetzer Tov, says, don't act based on those machshavos. Don't act on it, will die, the Yetzer. That's what the chinuch says. He says it will die. V'koyach ma'isav yomas Yetzer. And that's our avoid. Our avoid is to say to ourselves, I understand that I have that thought. I understand that I have those feelings. That's the Yetzer. But I'm not going to act based on them. And ultimately, I'll keep acting right. What ultimately will happen is the Yetzer will be Yomis, and my Machshavos are going to be rain. And it's not all or nothing. We'll get more rain and more pure. And a person will see. It's going to start being night. That's going to start leaning. Right away it will happen. You'll get an instant result. It's a little more pure, and a little more, and a little more, and a little more. And if at times that other side, the lave ra pops up, I say, okay, I understand. I have a lave ra, okay. But my maisim are going to be toiv, and don't worry. And I know all what's going to happen is I'm going to win out in the machshavos also. The chinuch goes on. He says that's pshat in the Mishnah in Makkos, which says Ratzah Makom Lizakas is Yisrael Lefigach Hirbal Am Torah Mitzvahs. Hashem wanted to be Mizakah Klal Yisrael, therefore He gave them a lot of Torah Mitzvahs. The Rambam asked the Kashya, so why is that help us giving us more Mitzvahs? Why is that a Maila giving us more Mitzvahs? Give us limited. The Rambam asked the Kashya. Since Hashem wanted to be Mizakas, He gave us more Mitzvahs. Now one second. If Hashem would give us only 10 Mitzvahs, and we kept 10 Mitzvahs, just as good. That's all you commanded me. I did everything you commanded me. Why give me 613? I have more opportunities for failure. Why do you like me to give me more tzivuyim? Give me less commands. Bomb kasher, Rishonim, yes kasher. Since Hashem wants to be mezakas, He gives us more commands. So I wouldn't get more Olam Haba. If you gave me 10 commands, I'd keep to those 10. I get ultimate, perfect Olam Haba. The scale of tzidkus, if you have a test, lahavdil, you have a test in the class. So the teacher likes the class. Instead of 20 questions, give me 100 questions. Give me 20, I get 20 out of 20, I get 100. You give me 100, I get 100, I get 100. Just give me 20 questions. Since what's the connection? So the Rambam says a famous teretz. The Rambam says that the teretz's question is what's the mile of getting more mitzvahs. The Rambam says that every yid, if you do a mitzvah to its tachlis, every yid should have one mitzvah she performs pashut perfectly. And if you have that mitzvah that you perform perfectly, the Rambam says miyad you're ben olam haba. A body have to keep 613. But every Jew should have his favorite mitzvah. This is my mitzvah. One yitzvillin, talis, kibra ve'ein. Every yid should have one mitzvah, which is his mitzvah. And this mitzvah, it's his. And he performs it to maximum. And he's into it, and he works on it being better, and he always finds out more of every yid. Every bar, of course, should develop such a mitzvah, which is his mitzvah, it's mine. And I develop and I learn more about it, and I do when it's hard and when it's easy. Every yid should have one mitzvah, it's a tremendous cheshigin. So the Rambam learned, that's what it means. Hashem wanted to give us a wide array of areas to choose from. If I didn't do all 613, but if there would only be 20 mitzvahs, you wouldn't have so many choices. There are many different personalities, different kinds. And Hashem made, He wanted, He doesn't want us to crush, like we spoke last night, He doesn't want us to crush everybody into two mitzvahs. Okay, you have a choice. Do you want to be good at this or that? Chas v'shalom. It's not the way Hashem works. Everybody has their own milus. So Hashem wanted to give everybody a present. He wanted you for your talents, you for your personality, you for your abilities. Each one, He wanted that they should find their mitzvah they can grab to be a ben olam haba. They can do it in an unusual way. That's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not supposed to hear. He gave them a wide array. Each person can find in their neshamas what mitzvah talks to them, in their kaifs, and their personality, what mitzvah talks to them. That's what the Rambam means. The Chinuch is a different tense. The Chinuch says that because our insides go after our outside, and the inside, like we said, is the most important thing. The inside is ultimately the most, but not short term. Ultimately. This is a very important point. Not short term. Ultimately, it's the most important thing. Not short term. Right now, our focus is on Meisim. That's all we can control. The Meisim will impact the Machshavos. But because the Ikur is the Machshavos, if the Ikur is Meisim, not the Chinuch, the Kaka right. So what does it mean? You have a lot or a little. Just you'll 10 to 10. But if the Ikur is Machshavos, watch what will be. If I only give you 10 Meisim, tell me your 10 mitzvahs. You'll be 10 to 10 in mitzvahs. But you won't have enough mitzvahs to impact your body, to impact your machshavas, which is the Ikur. So, Rata Goshbrok Mazakais, Hashem wants to be Mazaka Klai Yisrael. He wanted to push it, make us pure. He wanted to be Mitzarev Klai Yisrael. He wanted to make us special. He wanted to elevate us. He wanted us to be unique, to be different, to be special, to elevate us. In that desire to elevate us, here Bilam Torah Mitzvahs. So He gave us a lot. So in the Ribuy of Torah Mitzvah, if I did Maisa Mitzvahs, I'd be just as good doing 10 to 100 if there's only 10 Mitzvahs. But now in my Machshavos, I have more Mitzvahs to impact me. I have more Mitzvahs to elevate me. Which is Pashup Shat. Again, the David Ma'alu and I saw a different Shat by Schwab, which is a beautiful Shat. Just the simple Shat, we say every Mitzvah Asher Kiddushanu. He was Mekadishas Mitzvah, so that's what it means He was Mekadishas. What does it mean Mekadishas? He commanded us, and I'm doing His command. We should say we do a mitzvah. Baruch Ata Hashem L'keinu Malach Haylam Shetzivanu L'aniach Tvilin. Now we say Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah, He was Mekadishas with Mitzvah V'tzivanu. What's that? Baruch Ata Hashem L'keinu Malach Haylam Shetzivanu. He commanded us. What's Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah? The Teretz is Mekadishas. The mitzvah has an impact on us. He was Mekadish me, my Machshavos, my me. Me, He's Mekadosh each and every one of us. He impacted me with the mitzvahs. I don't just perform the mitzvahs. He's Mekadosh me with the mitzvahs. Shanu b'mitzvayisav. He was Mekadosh the mitzvahs. Vitzivan when He commanded us. It gives me a kedusha. That's pshat that we say when we do a mitzvah taka, because that's what makia. The goal of the mitzvah is to mitzaref us. Is to purify us. He says, L'chein ata, he says, therefore my son, I'm skipping a little bit, Ra gam ra, make very certain, mam lachtecha v'sakecha, what your actions are, ki achreim timashach, because after them you'll be dragged, v'ata lo yisim shechem, you won't be able to drag your actions, beautiful lashon, your heart won't drag your actions, let your actions drag your heart, let your good actions drag your heart, don't let Yetzirah promise you. Achriyos libi shalom. Such a good heart. I'm a good-hearted person. Mahesed yesh ki yisandig upon him. Won't be ruled by someone's have a good time. Tanugi anoshim, l'shevus b'shvakim. I'll go in the marketplace. I want to be mazvi the amkus of this chinuch. That's why the chinuch rabbi say now speaks about the hefsed of going to the marketplace. Mamishu this veinas manim shmuz. That's why the chinuch, why is he bavarding now? The hefsed of going to bad places. He's bavarding because the ikur is the machshavos. And the purpose of mitzvah is to be maishav the machshavos. And going to these places has the impact of akeret. It says that, forget my mitzvah, well, it doesn't give the mitzvah the chance to be maishav the lev. And our goal is to do good maishav mitzvahs to be maishav the lev. Zot the chinuch. So this is why we have many, many mitzvahs in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because all the mitzvahs in Yetzias Mitzrayim are working together. We have many. Remember the question that was asked is why do we have so many mitzvahs in Yetzias Mitzrayim? So he said all the mitzvahs in Yetzias Mitzrayim together are working to bring the heart, to bring the machshavos towards something. Now, I think it's very kedai to know, okay, so that's the chinuch explains. So now let's discuss all these mitzvahs in Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have a whole Seder night. We're going to do many mitzvahs for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Matzah, Morer, all the mitzvahs, Seba. All the mitzvahs, the Dalet Kaisis. So we're going to do many, many mitzvahs, Zeichel Tzitz Mitzrayim. We say Kiddush every Shabbos, Zeichel Tzitz Mitzrayim. We put on Tfil every day, Zeichel Tzitz Mitzrayim. And all the mitzvahs, Zeichel Tzitz Mitzrayim, we don't just have one, is all the sum total, it's working on our hearts to bring our heart towards something. Towards what? What is this particular mitzvah, Tzitz Mitzrayim, trying to bring our heart? L'chayiv, the purpose of mitzvah is to bring the heart somewhere, so I'm sure it works without our knowledge, but it zikr helps with our knowledge. If for sure, the stomach works without our knowledge, but definitely be more effective, so let's discuss, what is it? Where is it trying to pull our heart? So all these mitzvahs, yes, Mitzrayim, and it will work to a degree on its own, but let me try to help it out, let me know, what is it trying to do to my heart? All these mitzvahs, yes, Mitzrayim, where is it trying to pull my heart? With that, I want to read to the Ramban. The Ramban says in Yisroel, the Parashas Yisroel, Perachot, the Ramban says Pasuk Beis, and the Ramban discusses the purpose of all the mitzvahs of the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We are trying to pull our heart. He says as follows: Anochi Hashem Lekech, the Pasuk. I am Hashem your God, Asher Hoytzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of Mitzrayim, Beis Avodah, from Beis Avodah. In the house of slavery. Zakir Ramban, Shahayu Aimdim bin Mitzrayim the base of Adam, Shvuyim Lapare. We were in Mitzrayim, captives to Pare, but Omer Lahemzeh, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael this pasuk, Shem Chayovim Sheyiya Hashem Agrova Vanichba Vanara, Klal Yisrael's Chayim. That Hashem's great name, Nechbad, his Kovadik name, Bakovadik name, Vanara is awesome name. Should be Lahem Lelekin, should be to them for God. Shibduhu, he was Meshabed them, Kihu Padai Same Abdus Mitzrayim, because he redeemed them from Mitzrayim. Kitam Avadai Heim, Asher Tesi Oisam Eretz Mitzrayim. Like it says, Vayikru, they're my slaves, so I took them out of Mitzrayim. That I took them out of Mitzrayim is Mechayiv them to be Meshubed to me. That Akar Satoiv. That recognition of the good that Hashem did, that He took us out of Mitzrayim, is mechayiv us to be meshabed to Hashem. He says, "V'zu mitzvahs tikkun d'varei v'seinu." What this is called in the words of the Rabbanan, "Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim." Yitzias Mitzrayim is mechayiv Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim to accept that we're meshubed to the Bar Yoyim. Those are the words that Yitzias Mitzrayim is mechayiv us. We are meshubed to the Bar Yoyim. I'm meshubed to Hashem. These words are very similar to what a king would say to his nation. And he brings the following mashal. The mashal is that people come to a king and they say, Gozer lan gzeiros, please make laws for us. People want laws, they want Kedusha, they want to be elevated, they want the king to make laws. And they say, please, Amalem Lav, no, I refuse to make you laws. I give this, we discussed what mitzvahs do, they elevate the person. Zup the king, I can't give you any mitzvah, I refuse to elevate you. Why not? Lav, I refuse. Kishetekablu Malchusi Exor Lechem Zeres. When you accept my kingdom, then I'll make Zeres on you. If you don't accept my kingdom, you won't keep my Xeris. Kach Amra Mokum Yisrael. Hashem says the same thing for Yisrael. Anochi Hashem Lekecha, lo yiyah lecha elohim acherim aponai. Ani hu shekibalta malchusi alechem, Mitzrayim. I am the one that when I took you out of Mitzrayim, mechuit you mekabal my malchus. Omru lehen hein, they said the Seder. He said, when you mekabal my malchus, yes, I can give you Xeris. Now I can give you Xeris. Now I can give you those mitzvahs that Hashem kedushanu b'mitzvahs of Tzivanu. So Zabd Ramban, what is Yitzias Mitzrayim? What does it say to us all and all these mitzvahs we do Zeich Yitzias Mitzrayim? It says one thing, Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. We are Meshubit to the Bar Yoyim, we're Meshubit to the Bar Yoyim. People wonder, we wonder many times, why don't mitzvahs impact us the way we want it to? Why don't mitzvahs, we just read a whole chinuch what mitzvahs supposed to do to us. The start of all mitzvahs, I'm going to show you Pesukim to this, towards this in a second. The start of all mitzvahs are number one, Zakir Ban, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. This is why every morning we say Shema before Vayim Shemaya. Shema is Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Then we say Vayim Shemaya Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Because there can be no Kabbalah Mitzvahs without Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Mitzvahs have no impact if I'm not Meshubit with Vayim. Where is Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim? Why am I Meshubit with Vayim? Because he took me out of Mitzrayim. Because he redeemed us. We were nothing. We were Uma Shvela. We were nothing, Uma. We were in Mitzrayim. Tachas the old, Tachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We became Meshubit to Barayim. Whenever we make Kiddush, Yemon, I am Meshubit Hashem. He took me and my family and he took us from slavery. I am Meshubit to Barayim. When we sit and say the night, I am Meshubit to Barayim. All day, when you're feeling great, what it means to be a Yid, and I'm Kaddish, Ashreinu Matoich Lekeinu, when we're dancing downstairs, you say, Ashreinu Matoich Lekeinu, my night. You say, Baruch Lekeinu, Shevron Lechvoidai. All the person has to think, a person think to himself, I am Meshubitu Barayim for this. That overwhelming sense of Akras HaToyv. I told you, look in the park across the street. You see a guy walk around smoking drugs. If we weren't taking out Mitzrayim, we'd be the one selling him the drugs. Our godless, our Baruch HaLekeinu Shevron Lechvoidai, the Dilonim and Atayim, the Nasalon Atayr Semes, that overwhelming sense of Akar Satayim has to lead to one thought, Zakir Ramban. We are Meshubit to the Bar Yoylam. That is the thought that Yitzias Mitzrayim has provoked in us. We are Meshubit to the Bar Yoylam. Every Kiddush, I am, and you sit there at the Shabbos table, and you look around at your children, your family, your brothers, you look around at your family, and you say, Hey, look at Yidden, I'm in a Yiddish Mishpach with a Nitzius, with a chance to do mitzvah, Shekhid Shon Mitzvah, with all this potential and opportunity. Of either we have struggles during the week, but I sit on Shabbat and all the potential in front of me, all the opportunities, all the Kedusha, Shekhid Shon Mitzvah, the sum total of that across the Torah is I am Meshubit to the Bar Yoylam. You're Meshubit to the Bar Yoylam. Now all the mitzvahs of the Bar Yoylam can have an impact on you. But if I'm not Meshubit to the Bar Yoylam, if I'm not Meshubit, then mitzvahs can't have an impact on you. If I'm not Meshubit, that's what the Melech says, I'm not going to give you mitzvahs, it's not worth it. Because mitzvahs, the whole impact, and if you want mitzvahs to impact us, if we want it to the proper impact us, first we have to have this lesson, that all that Akar HaTayv is Meshabit us to be, Meshabit us to serve the Bar Yoylam. All that Akar HaTayv says, we're Meshubit to you. Now give me mitzvahs, I'm Meshubit. It's a different cook in mitzvahs. One of the reasons why we make a bracha on a mitzvah, why Chacham made a bracha on a mitzvah, is if a person, this it's the same verb, if a person performs the mitzvah as a good Samaritan, he's a nice guy, only know Hashem will do something for you. That's not a mitzvah, it doesn't have the impact of a mitzvah. A mitzvah inherently means it's a mitzvah, there's a commander, and I'm doing it because the commander said I must do it. Shibud, you're meshubud. Then it has the full impact of a mitzvah. The other way today, I choose, tomorrow not. Shibud. That is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim represents this Hakaras HaToyf. Hashem says that Mitzrayim is Mechayim Mishibud. I'm a Shubud to the Bar Yoyim. I'm a Shubud to the Bar Yoyim. Now please tell me a mitzvah that I'm a Shubud to keep, because I'm a Shubud to you, Hashem. Then, you're doing a mitzvah, you're a Shubud. The mitzvah have a tremendous impact on the person. Tremendous. It's no longer, okay, I feel like today, tomorrow not. Those mitzvahs don't have impact on the person. You're meshubah to the Baralim. You took the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're meshubah to the Baralim. Now all the mitzvahs have an impact on you. Each mitzvah you perform will impact you in a special, special way. That's the pshat in the bracha. Bracha announces, Asher kidshanu b'mitzvayse b'tzivanu. I'm doing this because you commanded. I'm a shubah to listen to your commands. I'm not doing this because I feel like doing you a favor, Hashem. I'm not doing this, okay, you know, why not today? It's a shibud. This nekudah, Rabbi say, of shibud, of being a shubah to the Baralim, that Karsa Taif says we owe one to Hashem, we must. This nekudah of force, that we must do, we owe it to Hashem, is what elevates the person to the highest degree. But sometimes we have nisyonis, especially zman ben azman, and sometimes we have an nisayon. We have an nisayon, should I do this? A person has to know he's meshubah. He has to know it's not optional. He's meshubah to the Baralim. This is the nekudah that gives the person the strength, sor mira, I'm meshubah to the Baralim. It's not a child, should I? I'm meshubah to the Baralim. You see, as Mitzrayim, this man in Yetzias Mitzrayim says, I'm meshubah to the Baralim. I don't do that. Why I'm a shubud to Bayern? I'm a shubud. It's not optional. It's not I think, I'm in a good, I have good feelings now. I'm a shubud to Bayern. It's irrelevant to my feelings. It's irrelevant to, I have a big type, to it I have a type. I'm a shubud to Bayern. Kabbalah Samar Shemayim. And this when we do all these mitzvahs that are related to Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to think in ourselves. We sit there and say tonight, and we're enjoying it, and it's beautiful, and you have all the divrei Torah. You should have many divrei Torah with pilpul, with beautiful chedushim, but the thought that has to be in your mind, when you fill all that HaKaras HaToyf to Hashem, is you know what that HaKaras HaToyf leads? I am a shubit. I'm a shubit to Bar Yoyim. I'm kofa, I'm a shubit to Bar Yoyim. And now you know I'm going to keep all those mitzvahs, I'm a shubit to. Now you're a shubit to, the mitzvahs have an impact. Now I want to read you a few psukim that mamish will go with this nekudah, that once you're meshubed, then the mitzvahs have their proper impact. Once you have kabbalah zomal shemayim, I'm meshubed, I accept the yoke of Hashem, I'm meshubed, then you can have kabbalah zomal mitzvah, the mitzvahs have their full impact. A few psukim. It says, we say it every Shabbos, down in Paskin Tillim, tamu ru'u ki toiv Hashem. Tamu means taste, first do it. Then ru'u ki toiv Hashem. First do, because I'm a shubah to do, you won't see yet, Kitayv Hashem. Tamu, taste, do it. First do, why am I doing it? If I didn't taste it, why am I doing it? I'm doing it because I'm a shubah to the Bar Yoyim. I'm doing it because Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I'm doing it because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. I'm doing it out of a curse of Tayv. I don't know why you'd want me to do that. But I love you so much, Hashem. I appreciate it. Look at my mishpacha. Look at my hope. Look at the difference between me and the guy in the park. Look at the us, look what you gave me. Look, I don't know why I'm doing this particular mitzvah, but I see in general what you gave me. I see just how much joy you gave me. I don't know this specific mitzvah. I have no idea. But tamu, I'm going to taste. Why am I tasting? Why am I doing it? Because I'm a shubah to you. My akaras hatoyv is mishab. It's me. Then ru'u ki toiv Hashem. Then you'll see if you tamu, you taste it. And why you taste it? Because you're a shubah. Then ru'u ki toiv Hashem. Then you'll see how good Hashem is. Then all of a sudden, you didn't know why you did a mitzvah, but the mitzvah will impact you and you'll understand a little. After you have shibud, after you makabel the omach shemayim, then you'll uki toiv Hashem. You'll see how the mitzvah, why Hashem commands you, you won't always fully understand, you'll have more of an understanding of ki toiv Hashem. Another pasuk, it says, Seichel toiv l'chol oseyim. So Hashem gives a good wisdom l'chol oseyim to all those who do mitzvahs. What is Seichel Toiv L'chol Oseyim? Do the mitzvahs! Why am I doing it? Because I'm a shubat Hashem. Because I have such a karsa toiv for Hashem. I have a karsa toiv that Hashem gave me the opportunity to perform mitzvahs. He gave the opportunity to serve Him. I don't understand this particular mitzvah. I have no idea. But Seichel Toiv, Hashem then gives L'chol Oseyim. If you do them, you do them because you're a shubat. Then, after I do them, Hashem gives Seichel Toiv. Hashem gives a good wisdom. Hashem will taka be mazbi, will taka start understanding why. But first I have the shibud. First I do because I'm a shubud. Nachdem, I'll start understanding seichel toiv. I'll start getting a good wisdom. I'll say, that's why. I'll start figuring out what it does for me, why Hashem wants me to do it, what I'm getting from it. Then you'll figure nachdem, the first thing is I'm a shubud. This is the skull of our Veda. So, We should all be zeicher all together. We're zeicher that we should work on this nakuda, that all the things we do zeichlis is mitzrayim. All the things should be ma'ur in us a shibat Hashem. The feelings that we're meshubat to the barayim, we're meshubat to keep us tired. And after that, we zeichet to reach that diagram, we have it in mind, and we allow it to affect our inside, it will affect our inside. Now, we're meshubat to the barayim. We do the mitzvahs, we do whatever we feel. But we're doing the mitzvahs, and we're having in mind that Kars HaToyim should lead to that hergish. All the mitzvahs zeichet to Mitzrayim should lead us to say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekein, Hashem Echad. Should lead us to say, I am meshubat to the barayim. I'm meshubat. My Kars HaToyim leads me to that feeling. Not that I'll be makabel all mitzvahs, I'll do mitzvah because I'm a shubat of Bayerim. After I do mitzvahs, I'm a shubat of Bayerim, you know what's going to happen? You'll start deharing more and more and more and more and more what the time, you'll start getting a heritage of mitzvahs and a time of mitzvahs, you'll start seeing what it's doing for you. And you'll talk to be zeichet that the mitzvah has a tremendous impact on the personal, and what Hashem wants, the mitzvah will talk to be mitzvah for us, talk to purify us, and the mitzvah will talk to all be pure, pure, pure people, and when we're zeichet as a people to be a pure, pure, that mamlechas kehanim, that Hashem wants us to be, then the whole world, by yoyim ahu yi, Hashem echad, Shema echad.